Hello there, and welcome in to Calming Anxiety. Coming up next is the live broadcast of our weekly newsletter, 27th January 2024, recorded live on YouTube and now brought to you on your podcast. Thank you. Hi, I'm Martin. This is the weekly live newsletter from Calming Anxiety, 20 minutes late. Better late than never, really, isn't it? I'm so sorry. So unprofessional. I've had a great week. I hope you've had a good week. I've had a good week up until this morning. More of that later. How to deal with negativity and setbacks and unfairness. That'll be one for a couple of weeks' time. Now, there won't be a live next week, which is Saturday, February the 3rd, 24. I'm finally at a gala do for my martial arts to receive my 8th degree master certificate, which I passed 2 years ago. But the way things fall in our organisation, you have to wait for the gala evening, and I graded a couple of weeks after that one. And then last year I had my eclectic breakdown at the event with all my friends that I've known, some of them for over 30 years, in the most relaxed setting ever. So it just shows you, doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, it can... That was just... Anyway, enough about that. However... Like a phoenix, chaos to calm. I'm looking forward to next weekend, to delivering a powerful moment that you can go through the worst of times and stand on the precipice of some true greatness as next Sunday I fly out to Google New York for the Digital for Good event. Inspiring young people in their endeavours and spreading calming anxiety. So from where I was to where I'm going to be, just like, wow. I digress. This week's newsletter was about taming negative thoughts. You know, we all get them. And obviously I work with people as a hypnotherapist who allow their negative thoughts to run rampant and hold them back. So, taming the thought beast, controlling negative reactions, and cultivating positivity. Now, I will say this, mainly to myself for later. Shall I get one of those text things in front of the camera? Auto cues. Shall I get one of those, or shall I just read it? Because this is it. Printed it out. Our minds are bustling marketplaces of ideas, where emotions hawk their wares and thoughts flit between stalls like curious shoppers. Among these bustling rows, however, lurks a shadowy figure, the negativity peddler. It whispers insecurities, fuels anxieties, and triggers knee-jerk reactions we often regret. But fear not, fellow mindfulness explorers, we hold the power to reclaim our mental marketplace and cultivate a haven of positivity. Before we tackle taming the negativity beast, let's recognize its subtle tactics. These might include catastrophizing, that's blowing minor inconveniences into full-blown disasters. Spilled my coffee, my entire career is ruined. Oh, we've all been there. Mind reading, assuming the worst of others' intentions. They must think I'm incompetent. I think a lot of us do that, but we'll get through that. and the all or nothing thinking. Seeing situations in extremes with no room for nuance. If I don't get this promotion, I'm a complete failure. Well, if you want to go on about failure, last year, yeah, anyway, it's not about me. So how do we counter these negativity ninjas? Here are three potent mindfulness-infused techniques. Mainly, listen to calming anxiety, but I digress. Witness the thought, don't wear it. Imagine your thoughts as leaves carried by a river. Some are calm and serene, while others might be jagged and dark. Witness them both without judgment, letting them flow downstream without getting entangled. Practice labeling your thoughts, like, I am having a thought that, to create space between you and the negativity. Remember, you are not your thoughts. They are simply visitors in your mind. And we all have them. Don't be guided by the negativity, the self-doubt. 2. Challenge the catastrophizer. When negativity whispers its dire predictions, pause and question its evidence. Is this the worst case scenario? Truly. Could there be other, more positive outcomes? Look for counterexamples to the negativity's narrative. For example, if I don't get this promotion, I might gain valuable experience and grow in my current role. Challenge the catastrophizing voice with reason and possibility. 3. Reframe the reaction. Imagine a negative thought triggering a knee-jerk reaction, like anger or defensiveness. Now, picture a pause button between the thought and the reaction. This one really works for me. Use that pause to reframe the situation. Can you respond with assertiveness instead of anger? Can you offer curiosity instead of defensiveness? Reframing our reactions allows us to respond consciously and constructively, rather than being hijacked by negativity. Hang on, just changing the page. Consummate professional here. Now let's cultivate the sunnier side of our mental marketplace. Here are 3 tips to nurture positive thinking. Gratitude graffiti. Every morning, list 3 things you're grateful for. No matter how small, a warm cup of coffee, a playful pet, a supportive friend, anything that sparks a flicker of joy. This daily practice trains your mind to seek out the good and strengthens your inner positivity muscle. Random acts of kindness to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion you'd offer a loved one. Take a mindful walk in nature. Indulge in a creative hobby or simply savor a quiet moment with a good book. These acts of self-care nurture your well-being and set the tone for a positive day. The Positivity Playlist. Music has a potent power to shape your mood. Create a playlist filled with songs that uplift your spirit, make you dance, and remind you of happy memories. Play it when negativity threatens to take hold, and let the music wash over you like a wave of joy. Remember, Mastering your mind is a lifelong journey, not a destination. There will be days when the negativity beast roars. But with mindfulness and these tools, you can reclaim your mental marketplace and cultivate a haven of positivity, one thought at a time. Take time to control your negative thoughts. And it's not easy, and I appreciate it. I used to be just a bag of angry reactionism. And I say to clients that people who meet me now, who used to know me from 10 years or more ago, all of them comment on how I've changed. Like, what's happened to you? And it's simple. I took back control. I admitted my faults, my mistakes, but I live a mindful life. Am I perfect? Damn right, no. Far from it. I still get irked by things. There's still parts of me that I wish to change, which are slow parts of my progress. But we don't give up. And that's the practice that I have with hypnotherapy clients, is being kind to yourself, staying mindful in the moment, especially when we get those days, those moments when we wake up and we just want to give up. But don't. Give yourself a minute or two at some point in the day to do something positive. Talking of which, coming up in February, next month, I'll be releasing a short course on 7 days to change the way you think, feel and react. And it's a structured first thing in the morning, wake up, do this. It's what I do, and it's the practice I give my clients. So I'd like to share that with you. Don't forget, if you've got any affirmations you'd like to hear from Calming Anxiety, either email me, calminganxiety@martinhewlett.co.uk, or just write them in the comments down below on this live stream. I will repurpose this for the podcast, which is on Spotify and Apple. So on Spotify, you can always leave comments for all of the shows. So do feel free to do that. And if you'd like more help, you can book me via Calendly, wherever you are in the world. And let's change those negative thoughts and take back control. Later on, if you're still watching in about, what's time now? So UK time, it's 6:30. At 1 o'clock in the morning, so in 7 hours, I'll be going live again. From our local gym, a friend of mine, Andy, is doing a 24-hour treadmill run, raising much-needed funds for a local chemotherapy and cancer charity. So do drop in. No matter where in the world you are, if you've got a spare penny, come along and just donate. Chemo Heroes do amazing work, and they provide these boxes of caring and kindness to people going through chemotherapy. I'll have more in the show notes later. Take care, my friend. Have a lovely week. I will be doing a live next weekend, but it will be on the Sunday once I get to New York, because, you know. And if anyone, any of my listeners live there, why not message me? And let's do an impromptu podcast together. Cool. Have a lovely week. I best be tootling, because I could ramble forever. I've now got to work out how to turn this off, because I'm now doing it through something else. Oh, there's the button. I don't want to be one of those polished YouTubers. I'm a meditation person. Take care. Look after your beautiful mind. And in everything you do, what you think, what you feel, what you say. Be kind.